Good afternoon. It's 1:06. You're listening to Classical Music here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. I'm Matt Jackford, your host for this afternoon, joined by Lindsay Goodman, principal flutist with the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra and a teacher at West Virginia State University, who is going to release a new album, Returning to Heights Unseen, and that's from Parma Records on the Navona imprint. Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what is this number in your album catalog?
This is my second full solo release, and I'm really excited about it being out there in the world to share some great new music.
Right. So this is your second one because you've also had records with your trio as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I had my first solo album that came out April 2016, Reach Through the Sky, and then my trio Assembly released an album called Taking Charge in June 2017.
Right. Okay. And then this one you just recently recorded. When did you actually go through the recording process on this one?
I recorded most of the tracks during December 2016. One of them came a little earlier, one of them came a little later. Mm-hmm. But it was a really wonderful experience recording this album, and I'm very excited for it to come into the world next week.
You just answered my question. You already answered it. When will the album be released? So next week,
May
right?
11th, Friday, May 11th. It will be available at all of the usual places.
Okay.
Amazon, iTunes, my website.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. And I'm going to get a little preview of this before it's released for our audience here. And so where did you end up recording this album?
Yes, I recorded it at Tough Sound Recording in Pittsburgh. There's a wonderful engineer there, Herman Pearl, who I've had a long association with. And I was so excited to actually make this album with him. He has a wonderful ear for new music, but he also has a background in hip-hop and rap.
Really?
And so to work with him on something that's new that utilizes technology was really exciting. I thought that he really captured the vision of these composers and made a beautiful sound for the record.
Sure, yeah. And so you said you've had a relationship with him before, but did he work on your first album with you?
No, he released... He worked on a release that I did of composer Matthew Rosenblum. Matthew released an entire disc of his works that includes one solo flute piece called Under the Rainbow, a sort of riff on The Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked with him on that project and had been waiting and waiting for an opportunity to do a bigger project with Herman.
Sure. And so when you did this recording up in Pittsburgh, did you have multiple sessions? Did you go up and back several times? I know you live in Ohio, so you had to travel between there a bunch.
Absolutely. Yeah, when I was recording the bulk of the record, I was in Pittsburgh for about a week, and we recorded a piece or two per day. We had done one work earlier, the first work on the album, and then one work later. We didn't record that until September of this year, mainly because I only premiered it in September of this year.
Right.
So yes, I had some trips back and forth to Pittsburgh, both to do recording and then to go over to work on the editing process as well. It was really collaborative. And that's one of the things I love about recording, is actually not only collaborating with composers, but collaborating on the recording and editing and mixing projects so that my hands are in every aspect of what the audience hears.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. And were the composers, were all of them present for each of their recordings of their pieces?
Yes, with two exceptions. The last work that I recorded in September, the composer came to the premiere to coach me for the premiere and then couldn't make a second trip for the recording,
mm-hmm.
but she wasn't present. And then one of the composers on the album, my mentor, David Stock, he passed about 2 years ago, so he wasn't present.
Yeah.
Everybody else was there for the sessions and were absolutely invaluable in making sure that we really got their vision.
Right. What sorts of feedback did they give you? Was it like, hey, change this note, or was it, let's cut a whole section or something?
That's a really great question. And the wonderful thing about working with living composers is that every person is different. And so some composers were really hands-on and wanted to really work at every sound and every dynamic and every choice. And some of the composers were like, after the first take, yep, that's great, we're done.
Yeah, I know. I feel like sometimes I'm very hands-off when it comes to things like that. So I understand, you know, just let the performer, you know, you give it to them, put it in their hands, and let them create it with it. You know, it's like writing a script for a movie or a play or something like that. And you hand it off and just see what they can come up with.
I love that analogy.
So let's talk about some of these composers on here. What sorts of composers will we hear on the CD?
There are works by 8 wonderful composers. I start with a piece by Roger Dannenberg, who is both a composer and a computer scientist. Then we move to works by a number of other people. We have several female composers, including Columbus-based Linda Kernahan, Bowling Green-based Eleni Lilios, mm-hmm. and Virginia-based Judith Shayton. As I mentioned, my late mentor David Stock contributed a work. Mm-hmm. And then there are also works by Brooklyn-based Randy Wolf, another Columbus, Ohio-based composer, Tony Zelinchik, mm-hmm. and also Pittsburgh-based Roger Zahab. And so all of these folks are also dear friends and collaborators of mine.
Hey, for the audience who can't see right now, Lindsay just named all of the composers offhand like it was a quiz or something. She just nailed that. That was incredible. I have the CD in front of me. She does not, so I was checking them off as she named them.
Thanks for keeping me honest, Matt.
Yep. So that's great. You have all sorts of composers, all recent composers. This isn't like Mozart or Beethoven. And so we have lots of new music, and that's what the subtitle is for this CD, New Music for Flute. So why don't we talk about some of the new stuff that you get into, including some of the live computer processing. Do you use certain programs to help process the acoustic sound that you bring?
Absolutely. That's one of the things that I love about this album. This is the first album I've ever done that is literally just me. There aren't any other chamber collaborators. It's me, my flute, and a whole bunch of computers. So some works on the album are just solo flute, but other works have an electroacoustic component. So the acoustic portion is obviously the flute. The electronic component is computer-based. So you just mentioned live processing, which is a method of making music in which I play live, the microphone captures that, sends it to my computer, and the computer spits out a accompaniment that is based on what I've just done. Sometimes I'll also use foot pedals to capture different sounds or trigger different events. But in those sorts of works, it's really like using the computer like a chamber collaborator, where it's different every single time. And on this disc, you'll hear live processing using two different kinds of software. Eleni Lilios' Sleep's Undulating Tide uses a fairly common program called Max MSP. Mm-hmm. And then Roger Dannenberg's Separation Logic uses a program that he actually invented called Aura.
Awesome. Yeah. I've worked with Max MSP before. It's a very interesting program that uses different objects to process sound through in different ways. It's very flexible. You can change it in different ways. It can listen for notes. It can spit out different notes. It can, like you said, use foot pedals to trigger events that happen. Pretty amazing stuff that can be used for live performance. Let's listen to one of these pieces that uses electronic processing, and we're going to listen to the Dannenberg Separation Logic, if you want to tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Roger and I have known each other for a really long time. He teaches at Carnegie Mellon, and he has a dual appointment between the School of Computer Science and the School of Music. He's a really brilliant individual. And when he went to write me a piece, it was around the same time that we had lost a mutual friend who was a computer programmer, a computer scientist. So this title, Separation Logic, is actually a computer programming theory that this friend had come up with. And so the piece is very interactive. There's not a single thing in the electronic accompaniment that isn't created from a sound that I make into my live flute.
Cool.
And I think it has a really emotional journey through the different stages of loss.
Right. Okay. Well, that's sounds great. This is Roger Dannenberg. He was born in 1955. His Separation Logic for Flute and Live Computer Processing, wrote it in 2013. Lindsay Goodman on flute with a bunch of computers, as she said. Thank you. That was music of Roger Dannenberg, who was born in 1955. That was his separation logic for flute and live computer processing, which he wrote in 2013, and we had Lindsey Goodman performing there. Very interesting technique. So off-air, Lindsey was telling me that you heard flute key clicking sounds, but you don't actually ever do that live. He just makes it from the notes that you play.
Absolutely. The way that Roger has utilized the software on this piece, I find really incredible. Everything that you heard in the electronics is made in real time from sounds I make on the flute. And sometimes they even mimic other flute extended techniques, alternative ways of making sounds on our instruments that aren't actually present anywhere else in the piece. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I feel like I'm mimicking the computer, and sometimes I feel like the computer is mimicking me.
Right, right. It's an interesting collaboration, like a duet almost.
Absolutely. And that's one of the wonderful things about live processed pieces, that it really feels like chamber music with your best friend laptop.
Right. Yeah, true, true. Old Mac there. So that's great. That's the first piece on the track, on the CD, first track on the CD there. And I'd like to listen to another one before we get into some live stuff. And this is one you performed live for us before, but it's great to go over it again because it's such an interesting piece. This is Linda Kernahan's Demon Daemon for solo flute, which she wrote in 2016. Why don't you go ahead and give us a little spiel about that?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things I love about working with living composers is that I get to be the recipient of my friend's most amazing creative work. Linda's a dear friend who lives in Columbus, Ohio, where I'm also from. And when she wrote this work for me, Demon Daemon, it's supposed to be evocative of the internal struggle of the performer. Mm-hmm. So we all have our own personal inner demons that sometimes get in the way of us doing our best. And so the first half of the piece is utilizing more extended techniques, those alternative sound making methods that utilize things like flutter tonguing or speech that really mar the beauty of traditional flute sound. And it really is supposed to vent that frustration of when things in the practice room aren't going your way. And then the second half of the piece then morphs into the daemon, which is the more productive and inspirational internal portion of the artist that causes us to reach our best. Mm-hmm. And so you go from a place of frustration that sounds less like the traditional flute to a place of exaltation and joy that really sounds like gorgeous flute sound.
Right.
And I really enjoy that journey for this piece.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So it's like the angel and the devil on your shoulders somewhat.
Exactly.
So this is Demon Daemon for solo flute, written in 2016 by Linda Kernahan, part of Lindsey Goodman's new album, Returning to Heights Unseen.
Thank you.
Linda Kernahan's Demon Daemon for solo flute, written in 2016 and soon to be released on a new album by Lindsey Goodman, Returning to Heights Unseen. And Lindsey's with us in studio, and she's talking about her new album, and she's going to perform for us here in a little bit. And so is there anything else you want to say about this album before we get you up to performing live for us?
I think the thing I want to share with people, in case it hasn't been apparent yet, is that all of these works were written for me, and I feel really, really grateful that all of these wonderful composers felt like writing something for my voice, as it were, so that I could share them with audiences. My greatest joy is really being part of the collaborative process of music making, whether that's with a composer or with an audience. So I'm really so grateful to be able to repay their kindness by having this album out in the world so as many people as possible can hear their works.
Yeah, it's so great to be able to have new music produced. I mean, it's great that you're such a bringer of new music to the world, asking different composers, living composers, to write pieces for you, because we got to have new music. You know, a lot of symphonies and a lot of different ensembles will play all the Mozarts and Beethovens and things, but we have to have music for our generation, and you can't have a giant gap like that, because we have to have music that fits with the, you know, the dialogue of today. So it's great to have music like this commissioned from all these different composers. So Lindsey, let's go ahead and get you on to the mics back there. She's going to be getting her flute out and playing two tracks from this new CD. And the first of which is a piece by Roger Zahab called Suspicion of Nakedness for Flute, and that was written in 2012 by that composer. And Lindsey, if you want to give us a little bit of a rundown of that before we start, go for it.
Sure. Well, Roger's a Pittsburgh-based composer, and he's a dear friend. I remember the genesis for this piece is kind of unusual. I was out with Roger and several other friends for my birthday dinner, and Roger gave me a birthday card. Inside it was a tiny strip of manuscript paper with the beginning of this work on it.
Oh, cool.
And the card itself was a picture of a classic artistic nude, and on the inside it said, "Just the mere suspicion of nakedness is enough to focus the mind." Uh-huh. And so Roger said that he was not going to write me a birthday suit, he was going to write me a birthday suite, which turned into this short little solo work called Suspicion of Nakedness.
That's very clever of him. All right, well, this is Roger Zahab's Suspicion of Nakedness, a piece he wrote in 2012, and Lindsey Goodman's going to be performing for us live in studio.
Thank you.
Nice. That was great, Lindsay. That was Roger Zaham's Suspicion of Nakedness for Flute, written in 2012. That really gets up and down the range there. What's the highest note you get on there?
It sure does. Right there at the end, I get a high D, which is the highest traditional note on the flute. So it definitely packs a punch.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It gets up there. You sort of lulled into the middle and low ranges, and then boom, it's up at the top there. And then it comes back down at the end and resolves everything. That was nice. Suspicion of Nakedness for Flute, again by Roger Zaham. And we want to listen to one more piece for... this is for two flutes, actually, written in 2004 by David Stock. And we're going to let Lindsay get her headphones together because one of the flutes is an electronic accompaniment. So was this piece recorded with one flute? Is this both? Is this a recording of you and you're playing, accompanying yourself here? Is this how this is going to go?
Yeah, this is a piece that is possible only through the magic of the recording studio.
Mm-hmm.
This piece is by my mentor, David Stock. He's the reason I am a new music person. And he wrote this piece as my wedding gift. It was actually premiered by two flutists, my teacher, Walford Kujala, and his wife, Sherry Kujala, at my wedding. And I always wanted to be able to perform this piece without having to have another flute player around. So when I made this album, I first recorded the second flute part. And then I went back into the studio after that was edited and then recorded the first flute on top of it as if I was playing along with a CD.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I have the potential to play it as a duet with myself, which is a pretty amazing thing.
Yeah.
So I dare the listening audience to figure out which flute is live and which flute is recorded.
Right. That's going to be really interesting. So, Lindsay's going to be accompanying herself here. And she's going to be listening to the recording on headphones while she's playing her part live in the studio. And we'll have that mixed together here on our soundboard. And both will be broadcast to you. And again, this is David Stock's A Wedding Prayer for Two Flutes, written in 2004. And Lindsay's going to let me know when she's ready to take it away. Thank you. Wow, that was fantastic. That was A Wedding Prayer by David Stock. And that was a piece he wrote in 2004. And that's part of Lindsey Goodman's new album, Returning to Heights Unseen. And this is getting released here on May 11th. That's right, Lindsey?
Absolutely. I can't wait for it to get out to the world next Friday.
I'm excited for it, too. That was really cool because there was a lot of counterpoint between the flutes. And then every once in a while, it would line up together. And I feel like that must be hard to like line both those up. But yet you still instinctively got it perfectly together. I think they matched great.
Good. I'm glad. I really want that illusion to be apparent to the audience. And I never got to ask David about this, but to me, I think this piece is a beautiful metaphor for a relationship or a marriage. Sometimes you're going your own directions and sometimes you come together.
Right,
so I think
right.
that as a wedding prayer or wedding wish, it's a perfect work.
Yeah. And, you know, trying to find a partner is like trying to find your counterpoint, you know?
Absolutely.
So I think that's a great metaphor there. And that's all coming up on her album, Returning to Heights Unseen. Is there anything else you want to say for us, Lindsey? I want to be able to play this Lilios piece before the top of the hour. So
great. Well, I'll just tell you about that work. Eleni Lilios is based in Ohio. She's originally from Chicago, and it's another live processed work. It's actually based on a poem by Margaret Atwood of Handmaid's Tale fame. And the poem is Variations on a Word Sleep, if you'd like to look it up. It does some wonderful things, this piece. It expresses all sorts of different aspects of sleep through the use of the regular flute, through extended technique flute, through the voice, through this live computer processing, and it's one of my favorite works on the album.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is Sleep's Undulating Tide by Eleni Lilios, and we'll listen to that. And thank you so much, Lindsey, for coming on our show and talking with us about your new album. Any last words before we play this piece?
Thank you so much for having me, Matt, and I hope that everyone enjoys this music as much as I do.
Yeah, it's so great having you on here as a guest, Lindsey. You perform live, you love your CDs and stuff, so keep it going. This is Sleep's Undulating Tide by Eleni Lilios for Flute in C and Live Interactive Electroacoustics, Lindsey Goodman performing. Thank you.
Sing, sigh, summer.
Beautiful music of Elaine Lilios, who was born in 1968. A piece called Sleep's Undulating Tide for Flute and Sea and Live Interactive Electroacoustics, written in 2016 and performed by Lindsay Goodman. And we heard that from her new album, Returning to Heights Unseen, new music for flute, which was recorded by Parma Records on the Navona imprint. And that'll be released on May 11th. So be sure and check that out. You can get it on iTunes and all that stuff, or Lindsay Goodman's website. Make sure to check that out here soon.